the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Eyes are the portals through which we see the world. While some are born with perfect vision, many others have problems that can develop at a very early age and go unnoticed for years. Missouri State University's Office of Citizenship and Service Learning sponsors a free program to screen infants, children, and underserved adults for a range of vision problems. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Kathy Nordyke is the Director of Citizenship and Service Learning at Missouri State University.
Our service learning students go out and screen both children and adults, primarily in Title I school systems and low-income daycare centers. And we go out and screen them for a number of different things using ophthalmic vision screening equipment, where we look at deficiencies such as nearsightedness, farsightedness, and other potential or significant vision problems that a child or an adult might have, as well as we also conduct a screening to determine if there are any color deficiencies or color blindness that's detected.
More than 4,000 people have already been screened through the program, and about 10 to 11% of those screened are identified as needing further evaluation. Those patients are referred to the Vision Rehab Center of the Ozarks, which provides vision services to patients regardless of their ability to pay. Wendy Jackson is the executive director of the Vision Rehab Center.
80 to 85% of what we learn is through our vision. If you have a vision deficiency or impairment in the school system, it's going to greatly impact how you learn. If you have a difficulty with your vision and it's not corrected with glasses in the work environment, then it's going to affect your employment. By detecting these vision deficiencies, impairments at an early age, we're able to help them with glasses and a comprehensive exam so that we're able to correct their vision if possible.
One of the tests checks for color deficiencies. Michael Foster is an associate professor of theater and dance.
We identify a lot of society through color. So, perception, awareness, understanding. And then, as a child, if you don't have those markers, it makes it a little bit more difficult as you get older to retrace those steps and to remake those connections. In some fields, honestly, it may not matter as much, but the deficiencies all the way towards total color blindness can vary a lot. Mine is nominal. It's a pretty typical red-green color deficiency. And I was told when I had the screening done that I probably would not go into interior design. I have, though, gone into art. And so I use color and light all the time. It just took more study. It took more understanding. It took in some ways, a calculable awareness of what color is. And I had to dig in into what color means and what color does and how we perceive color. And, like with anything else, it's education.
Missouri State students from several programs are involved in the vision screening program. Carol Daniel is a clinical instructor in the nursing department.
Many of the service learning projects are conducted by the pre-optometry students, biomedical students, and education students, and with the nursing students. I have about 25 students that each fall go through the program in which they spend a day at the Focus First program, going into daycares or the schools. I have to relate this story because it's one of our students a year ago had gone on one of these days, had seen what was happening, went back to her normal community clinical site, which happened to be in one of the public school systems. And she, in talking to the nurse there, told her all about the program. And almost immediately, there was a conversation going on with the Castle office and putting this program in the school system in that particular location. So I think our students are good ambassadors as well as working with the program.
Nordyke said the program is just one example of the university's community engagement.
This is one of several signature programs that we do out of the Citizenship and Service Learning Office, but this is a great way for our students to demonstrate our public affairs mission here at Missouri State University. We're out there in the community. We're making a difference.
More information is available at missouristate.edu/CASL. I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.